Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And guess what? He does not even waste our failures. That is amazing, incredible, good news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today's podcast is the story behind my new Christmas song, He Was Born to Save Us, from the Dennis Jernigan album called The Very First Christmas Tree. This song was born not that long ago, on November 19th of 2016. Now, each year during the fall months, I begin anticipating the Christmas season. I love Christmas, and just how I can remind the world and my children, and now my grandchildren, of the reason Christmas even exists. Without the birth of Jesus, we would never have been afforded the opportunity for second birth. Do you get how big a deal that is? What a great gift the world has been given, the greatest gift. Salvation from sin and relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. As I began to listen to Christmas songs all the way home from a ministry trip in November of 2016, I was very discouraged that not one single song the radio stations played during that trip home even mentioned the name of Jesus. Not one. As I thought about how we got to this point in our culture, I began to try and see from God's point of view, His perspective on the matter. I'm not here for my glory. I'm not here for my pleasure, but I am here to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. My prayer is that as this song is heard this Christmas season, that many would be reminded of, or learn of maybe for the first time even, the reality of Jesus Christ. Let me read Luke 2:11 to you. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And guess what? He was born to save us. Let's worship Him right now.
It was a holy night. It was a hopeful night, bringing us love and life, the night the Savior was born. It was the darkest night. Sin left the whole world blind. This world in need of light, the night the Savior was born. He was born to save us. His very life He gave us. Yes, He was born to save us, to save us from our sin. He was born to free us. He bore the cross to free us. So praise the name of Jesus, born, died, and rose again. Asleep on a manger's hay, dreams of a coming day, washing our sin away, the night the Savior was born. Born for the broken heart, born to rip chains apart, born for a brand new start, the night the Savior was born. He was born to show us the love of God, to know us.
So great is love, He chose us, forgiving all our sin. Yes, He was born to heal us, and in His love to seal us, our destiny revealed to us, born, died, and rose again.
Father, thank you so much for sending the gift of Jesus Christ to this world to save us from our sin. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for sending Jesus. We love you so much. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says this, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Let's focus on who Jesus is and why he came in the first place over the next few weeks. How is he your wonderful counselor? How is he your mighty God? How is he your eternal Father? How is he your Prince of Peace? Let's make these next few weeks all about Jesus as we celebrate his birth and all he has done to bless us. And how do we do that? Let's make room for him in the innermost depths of our being, in every area and in every aspect of our lives. He truly was born to save us, so let's never forget that. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, why don't you take a couple of minutes and leave me a review right now? To help with the ongoing creation of this podcast, also, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. And there is one more way to give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Just check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. Got some exciting news for you. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 3 is coming out. Don't forget to pick up a copy of the brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 3. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 3 is available right now anywhere you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you once again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song, "He Was Born to Save Us," from the Dennis Jernigan album called The Very First Christmas Tree, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else about this week's podcast, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.